As Stefan Wolf said way back in 68, let's get your motor running, head out on the highway, looking for adventure, whatever comes my way. Oh yeah, you know that's how I roll. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this here Electronic Engineering Podcast, hosted by me, Amelia Dalton, and brought to you by EEJournal.com. Now, before we get into the automotive design for reliability main straightaway of this episode, let's jump into some news you may have missed. Another Design Challenge edition. Now, folks, as most of you probably know, I love me a good design contest. And my favorite design contest factors are easy, fun, and great prizes. Also, saving the world is a good bonus. And a set of three new contests rolled out by Enemotive and Grupo Antolin, one of the largest manufacturers of vehicle interiors in the world, are checking off all three of those boxes. And even one of them falls into that saving the world category, too. So, of course, I was going to share. So here's the deal. Earlier this week, Enemotive and Grupo Antolin rolled out their Antolin iJump Open Innovation Program, and three different design challenges to go along with this program. Now, each one of them is automotive-based, as you can probably imagine, and they kind of build onto each other. So, the first challenge is all about improving our lives on board in our vehicles. And not just that, it centers around the creation of new functions based on intelligent systems that can be operated without user intervention. Now, for this contest, Grupo Antolin is specifically looking for systems that combine monitoring actions by sensors and control actions by corresponding actuators. And a crucial part of this contest is that your design, when you submit it, of course, must be able to be integrated into the products manufactured by Grupo Antolin. Sure. Makes sense. Okay, now the second contest launched by this Open Innovation Program is one that checks off that saving the world box. This design contest is all about air quality, and the goal here is to identify systems that can manage and ensure good air quality on board in the vehicle. Did you know that the air quality inside your car may be worse than at home or at work? It's true. So specifically, what they are looking for here are designs that reflect a complete air quality management system that can be implemented in the interior of a car and needs to ensure the quality of the interior air regarding some specific pollutants, including volatile organic compounds, carbon monoxide and dioxide, nitrogen, sulfur dioxide, and several other super yucky contaminating chemical pollutants. Okay, so Antolin iJump Open Innovation Program is rolling out one more design contest. And this one centers around the issues surrounding the cooling of electronics in automotive designs. Yeah, something we can all get behind, right? So for this one, they are specifically interested in designs that will ensure good thermal conditions in all kinds of integrated electronics, including safety, infotainment, and communications in their vehicles. And an important part of this design contest is that the design chosen as the winner should include a focus on Grupo Antolin's interior parts portfolio, which includes headliner, doors, cockpits, etc. Oh, and this winning design must also have no power consumption and work with no human interaction. That makes it a bit harder, right? So the prizes, if you win one of these design contests, you will net a cool 10,000 euros and will get the opportunity to collaborate with Grupo Antolin on future projects, which I think is super cool. So if any of these cool contests sound like something you'd be into, all you have to do is go to enemotive.com and submit your design before June 17th. And I've made the process even easier for you. Just click the link below the player on this week's fish frying page on eejournal.com. And before we head out on the highway, let's double check that our supercomputer car we're driving has passed all of the appropriate defect analysis and functional safety analysis, right? Because we're not crazy. Please welcome Hani Elhak from Cadence Design Systems. Hani and I aren't just talking about cars. Oh no, we're talking about the challenges of mixed signal chips in automotive designs, the reality of defect analysis in the world of analog design today, and the role transistor degradation plays in all of this, and why it's even more important now than ever before. All right, let's put the pedal to the metal, my friends, and let's go.
Hi, Hani. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Amelia. Thank you for inviting me to your podcast.
Okay, so we are talking about design for reliability. Now, Hani, who really cares about this?
So reliability is becoming very important today as we see more electronics going to mission-critical applications like automotive, medical, aerospace. So in these applications, you know, failure is not tolerated. In consumer electronics, you know, if your cell phone crashes, it's okay. You know,
sure.
You will reset it and start over. But with cars, it's a different story.
Absolutely. So let's talk about some key challenges specifically for mixed signal chips today in this reliability zone.
So if we think of reliability, it might be helpful to imagine a bathtub curve. This is a curve where we see the failure rate over time.
Okay.
And I want you to imagine with me here a bathtub where the curve is going down in the beginning, then it is flat, then it starts going up again. This is really what happens to failures. So in the beginning, there is a high rate of failure.
Sure.
And usually these failures in chips that happen very early on, like in days or weeks, these are failures that could have been detected in testing, but it escaped test.
Sure.
Then after all these failures kind of die out, you know, we have the useful life of the product. And even during the useful life of the product, there are still failures that happen at a much lower rate. In applications like automotive, where you have power transistors that drive very high currents to control motors and mechanical parts, you have high temperature. And the failures during this useful life is mostly driven by thermal overstress. You have a power transistor that heats up. It heats up the silicon around it more than the rest of the chip, so the silicon bulges, and putting stress on the bond wires and on the solder, causing the solder to lift off and the chip fails. So thermal overstress is really one of the main sources of failure during a useful life of an automotive application. Then, towards the end of the life of the product, the failures start to increase again. And there are many different reasons that contribute to this stage in a product's life cycle, which is called the wear out stage. In semiconductors, the main source of failure is transistor aging. So transistors degrade over time. And the other phenomena is electromigration. And that's interconnects between transistors. They tend to fail over time as high current density flows through them.
So what is Cadence offering specifically to address these reliability challenges?
So Cadence is now offering a solution called Legato Reliability Solution. This is the industry's first design for reliability solution for analog and mixed signal chips. It consists of three main technologies. The first one is analog defect analysis. So analog defect analysis allows you to analyze defects during simulation, before you actually manufacture the device, you will inject models for these defects into your circuit, run simulations to see if your test vectors can detect all the defects or not.
Okay.
This way, you can improve your test vectors, make sure that it has the right coverage to cover all the possible defects that may happen, and this way you can avoid the test escapes, which is the main source of failure during the early life of a product. We are also offering electrothermal simulation in Legato Reliability Solution. Electrothermal simulation allows you to analyze power transistor, the temperature effects on these power transistors and how they impact devices around them. This helps you design these circuits to be more tolerant to temperature. You can have temperature control devices that can shut down these power transistors when their temperature exceeds a certain point. So in order to do that, you need to analyze the electrical properties and the thermal properties of these circuits at the same time and see how each one of these impacts the other. And the third technology is advanced aging, and advanced aging allows you to analyze the degradation of the transistor, not as a standalone phenomena as we in Cadence did before and everybody else in the industry does. Now we are trying to analyze aging in the context of other phenomena that also impact the transistor, like process variation and temperature.
So, honey, defect analysis has existed in digital design for 30 years, but what's new in the analog world here?
So, Amelia, this is a very good question. You're right. Defect analysis and fault simulation and design for test, these are household technologies in digital for many years.
Yeah.
In analog, it wasn't like that. In analog, testing has always been parametric driven. So basically, in digital, you see how a certain defect, you have models, you have stuck at zero, you have stuck at one, you have very robust models for testing. In analog, you know, you basically, you read the measurements and see that it is within the specs. You rarely tie a certain measurement or a certain deviation from the spec to a specific defect that caused it. You know, analog is much more complicated. That's why it was done that way all along. But what we have been hearing from test experts in conferences is that 85% of defects in mixed signal chips in automotive are in the analog parts of these mixed signal chips. Even though these analog parts sometimes is like 10% of the overall area of the chip, still, because we don't have robust defect analysis, analog tends to be the main source of failure, of test escapes.
So what exactly is the difference between defect analysis and functional safety analysis?
Oh, this is another very good question. So functional safety is another important topic that deals with defects in automotive circuits. The difference between analog defect analysis and functional safety analysis is that analog defect analysis deals with failures during testing. So when you're doing analog defect analysis, you are trying to make sure that your test will catch all the possible failures that can happen in your design. In functional safety, you know that no matter how hard you try, there will be some defects that will happen. So you are analyzing how your system will respond to a certain failure in the field as it happens. So you design checkers that would check for these failures. And we also saw the same technology that we offer, which is analog fault simulation, can help in both applications. It can help in analog defect analysis to analyze your test vectors and make sure that they can capture all possible defects that can happen. And also the same simulation technology is used for functional safety to analyze how your checkers will detect these faults as it happens in the field and how the system will respond to these faults.
Right. Okay. So, Hani, let's talk about temperature. Now, how exactly does temperature impact analog chips in, say, automotive applications?
So automotive applications are more susceptible to temperature because first, they are, by definition, they are in a high temperature environment under
right.
the hood,
yeah.
right? In some applications, they need to tolerate temperatures up to 175 degrees Celsius, which is pretty high.
Yeah.
Also, analog circuits are used to drive high currents. And of course, high currents means higher temperatures. So
sure.
You will find in automotive applications, there is a lot of power transistors. And these power transistors tend to increase the temperature at certain spots on the chip. Unlike with digital applications, for example, where, yeah, you will find a rise in temperature, but usually this rise in temperature is kind of homogeneous. As the speed of the digital circuit increases, the temperature will increase, but it increases, you know, in a homogeneous way across the chip.
Let's talk about a building block of designs, transistors. They degrade all the time, but you've seen designers care more about this now, right?
That's true. There are different mechanisms that cause the degradation of the transistors. The most common ones are hot carrier injection and bias temperature instability. Let's take hot carrier injection, for example. When you have high currents flowing between the source and the drain of the transistor, these fast electrons tend to be trapped in defects around the gate. And when they get trapped in these defects, you know, they change the material of the gate. And this way, the gate doesn't control the current the same way it does before these electrons are there. So the threshold voltage of the transistor tends to increase, and the transistors become slower. Now, the other phenomena is bias temperature instability. This is also electrons get trapped around the gate, but this time it's due to electric fields. Now, the smaller the gate, the higher these electric fields, which means that smaller transistors will be more susceptible to these traps and to this degradation than bigger ones that are used in mature nodes. The same thing also in advanced nodes. We are dealing with smaller threshold voltages. We are dealing with smaller supplies in general, and this makes the problem of changes in the threshold voltage of a transistor more prominent in these low voltage situations. The other reason why it is important today is that we see more and more electronics in cars than before.
Yeah.
And cars are supposed to live much longer than consumer and communication devices.
You would hope, yes.
You know, people throw their cell phones after maybe 3 years.
Yeah.
Younger people would.
Yeah, probably.
Throw it even faster. But people don't do the same thing for cars. You know, mm-hmm. cars are supposed to live for 15 years or longer, and electronics need to outlive the mechanical parts because
right.
in-vehicle replacement of electronic parts is very expensive.
Sure.
So as more and more electronics get into automotive, we see more and more designers interested in analyzing transistor degradation.
All right, honey, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, you were talking to me earlier. You coached a robotics team in the past. Tell me more about that. How did you get involved with a robotics team?
Yeah, that's a long story. So actually, it was a robotics team for girls.
Okay.
Lego robotics for young girls.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to a lady who is organizing these kinds of events, and she was telling people, you know, make sure to have younger and older kids in the team, and make sure to have enough boys.
Yeah.
Because boys are more interested in this stuff. And I have two daughters, and I really didn't like that.
Okay.
So I decided to have an all-girl team.
Nice.
And it worked. We did really well, and they were so excited. We went to competitions for like 2 or 3 years in a row, and yeah, we did really well.
Very fun. I love that. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you, Amelia.
Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of super cool techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, hosted by yours truly. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can check out the Fish Fry archive or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city. Looking for tips for Las Vegas, actually. Shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of May 17th, 2018, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.